to episode 4 of Anime Movie Friday here at Anime Afterlife Podcast. I'm your host, Lurks, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Dave the Zombie.
Hello.
My other co-host, Vincito.
Yeah.
And my third co-host, Gabe.
I'm still a co-host. Oh, yeah.
Alright, so it's been a little while since we've done an Anime Movie Friday.
Quite a while.
Yeah. So the movie we watched, it was like, I think it was about like 2 or 3 Fridays
ago. It almost feels like 2 weeks from now.
Like
huh.
5 weeks ago, I was thinking, you know what, next week we're watching this, and it's been 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It has been 5 weeks, hasn't it? It's been quite a long time.
Yeah. So the movie we watched was 5 Centimeters Per Second.
Mm-hmm.
A 3-part movie done by Comix Wave. It's about this
chain
girl,
of short stories. Really,
a chain of short story. We'll go with that. It's about this girl named Akari and this boy named Takaki, who are childhood friends that try to keep in touch with each other throughout their lives because they sort of form a relationship with each other and so on and so forth.
Oh, before we get into this, Lurks, before we forget...
Wait, I know.
I don't know.
I'm going to mention that. I was going to mention that in like 2 seconds.
Okay.
We weren't going to do it like what we did with Grave of the Fireflies and wait until the very end of this episode.
Yeah, so did you guys watch this in dubbed or... Yeah.
Alright.
That's the show, guys. What a weird
okay,
fucking...
Okay, so So what did y'all watch this in?
This was dubbed?
Yeah, it's dubbed.
Because I watched it dubbed.
I did not know about this.
Hard as shit to find dubbed. I never
Actually,
watched it dubbed.
It was relatively easy for me to find
it
dubbed.
Oh, well, I never found it, so I only watched it subbed.
Yeah. I watched it subbed, too.
Yeah,
really?
I watched it subbed.
Oh, fuck.
You're going to be the minority here, Lurks.
Probably.
How is the dub, though?
I think it's done by Sentai Filmworks.
is it Sentai? You mean that in a comical sense, like it's Sentai?
No,
Filmworks?
I'm being serious. No, it doesn't. Like now, it doesn't say who licenses it or dubs it. But the voice actor for Takaki is the same voice actor for Tomoya.
You know, the voice actor for Takaki is what?
Yes,
Dave Lissa is Johnny Ng Bosch. What the fuck?
David and...
Oh, it's dubbed David by McCormick, Bang Zoom.
Who does the voice for Tomoya. And Akaki is done by the same voice actor who does Fuko.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, wait, yeah. It went from ADV to Bang Zoom, so it has 2 different voice actors for each person.
Okay, so so they redubbed it.
Uh-huh.
Sadly enough, I wasn't lucky enough to get the
you could have heard Johnny Ng Bosch in a romance. How often do you hear that? Oh my god.
I
need to watch
Code Geass 1, Code Geass 2, Aki Kong.
I need to find ADV dub of this series, if that's the one with Johnny Ng Bosch.
No, Johnny Ng Bosch is Bang Zoom.
Oh, Bang Zoom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll find the redub version though.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to me.
Because while I was... Like, while I was watching this, I was listening to the voice actors for both of them. I was like, why do these sound oddly familiar? And then I looked it up and I was like, oh.
I could have sworn I heard one of them taking over the world. I don't know.
No, I wasn't watching the Johnny Ng Bosch one.
He was watching the one with the Clannad dub.
Yeah, the Clannad dub voice actors. Mm-hmm. I was like, why does this sound bad? No, I'm not even kidding. Like the voice acting is not that good. You know, and here's the thing. The voice actors are the exact same. Like when he's like in elementary school, when he's a teenager, and when he's an adult.
Quinod After Story, did they change the voice actor?
No, I don't think so.
It's the same thing in Japanese, too.
Because he can just do that middle-aged man voice so well that it works for teenagers, too, so who cares, right?
With like a 7-year-old kid?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense
like,
to me.
Did this kid hit puberty early? It was so weird. Why is his voice so deep? But I have to say, the dude that does the voice acting for Takaki, that same guy just told me, his voice act, like, his acting is not very good.
I haven't seen anything with him in it, so I can't really debate, and I don't judge, I can't really base what I think of him from clips I see on YouTube, so whatever.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch any other, this is of course by renowned filmmaker Makoto Shinkai, and have you guys watched any other movies by him?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
He has made really good movies such as like The Place, what's that called?
The Place Promised in Early Days. Yeah, I saw
and Voices of a Distant Star,
which I don't know.
Two really good romances. Also, he likes doing romances where it's like long, it's either long distance or kind of forgotten. Kind of like 5 minutes, 7 minutes per second. Almost all of them have that kind of theme to them. You know, your distance. In Voices of a Distant Star, it's this girl goes to like a different galaxy, and she sends text messages to her boyfriend on Earth or something like that. And it takes like several like decades for the text messages to reach Earth. I don't know. It makes no sense, but it was a really awesome idea. And this guy really does like long distance shit really well. Because I liked it made you feel really sad, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Sorry about that.
What?
That's fine.
What? You can do anything.
What?
Nothing.
You're okay. I think you should leave.
I said you didn't do anything. Why are you?
What do you mean?
Why is he saying sorry? Because he didn't do anything.
Oh.
No, I just brought it up out of the blue. Okay. And it was
that's fine. It's relevant information.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
So anyways, going on to the movie, like I said, it's broken up into three parts. Each of them are like 22 minutes, so it's a little over an hour. The first part starts off like describing their whole situation with them growing up and their whole separation, really, because their parents like moved. It's been so long, like it's been a few weeks since I've watched it, so I'm not.
Oh,
really,
I think the girl was transferring.
Yeah, see, they were in the same elementary school. They were friends, and then the girl had to move schools because her parents were going on. They were traveling, so she had to go with them.
Right.
And, they grew distant, so they started writing letters to each other to stay in touch because they were really close friends when they were in elementary school. And you want to pick it up from there, or
It deals with that, and pretty much the whole first part deals with like Takaki on this train to go see her. Mm-hmm. And like it's constantly being delayed,
and everything's going wrong, and he can't get a break.
And yeah, it's just because of like the weather. Cause it's like snowing outside, and I didn't realize it snowed that hard in Japan.
1 second.
Me neither.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, anyways, I just lost my train of thought.
Snow. You're heavily snowing, the train's delaying.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole base. And he has this whole internal, like, dialogue the whole entire time, like, talking to himself, and it's, I don't even know how much you can say about this first part. It's just, it's kind of self-explanatory. He's just on this train trying to go see her. And then he's, like, so worried the whole entire time because of, like, how late it's getting. And then when he finally gets there, he realizes that she never left. And, I don't know, it was just
pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward for that first part.
Did you guys cry?
No.
Really? Was I the only one that cried at the first part of the...
Really?
Oh, come on, man. I watched this like two or three years ago, and I cried. It was sad. Why didn't you guys cry? That's so crazy. Oh, whatever.
I didn't. I mean,
I know Gage with me, right? You cried? Nah. It's a Gabe.
What?
No. Is Gabe not there?
He's too busy crying. He's remembering the scene. He had to mute his mic. He's bawling tears over there, man.
I think he mutes his mic and he doesn't realize it.
Making him remember the scene.
Gabe.
It's like every time you remember that scene from Elfenlied, Dave, you know?
Well, yeah, but that's, like, different, though. You hear the... I mean, it's only, like, 20 minutes in, and you cry at this. It's, like, you barely...
Well, no, it's 20 minutes in. It was, like, I think it was this. Just all the shit that was going on. Yeah, it made me emotionally...
It's too early to, like, feel anything for these characters. The, you know... You barely know anything about him, and you haven't seen that many times.
I didn't cry the second time I saw this. I cried when I saw this back in fucking 2009.
Okay, pause. Wait.
Or 8 or something.
What are we talking about? I have to leave for a little bit.
I was trying to tell you that you cried on the first part of the scene.
Mm-hmm.
We're
talking about the first part, right?
Talking about the first part.
Okay. Continue.
Did you
cry?
Did I cry?
On the first part.
I felt the chest, the tightening of the chest, like, wow, she's still there. And
You ever do the one of those whiffles, like, or something like that?
No.
Okay. You know what?
That sounds like something you would make if you dodged a bullet, like, I dodged a bullet. Not
then, Cito. I don't know.
She's
anybody,
still there.
I don't know anybody who does that.
I can't whiffle on cue. I'm sorry. I haven't practiced it before.
Whiffle.
I don't even know if that's what it's called. I just call it whiffle. You know when you pucker your lip up and you're just like or something. Just move the fuck on.
Coming to
you. Forget me.
Forget. Coming to me. And then you dodge it. I dodged it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Alright.
Damn it. Now I have to go wipe my fucking glasses, man.
That's on yourself.
Damn it.
Oh,
that was
God.
Gross. Oh. Sticky.
Alright, so about this movie.
Jesus Christ. You're an idiot. Good movie, guys. Okay, let's
watch. Awesome movie.
All right. Glasses, man.
All right.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I think we're moving on to the second act.
Well, I mean, the first act didn't end with him, like, seeing her in the station. They actually, like,
They went to back being friends, and they were talking to each other. And
then they went to that tree.
And then... and then they kissed.
And then they slept in a shed.
Yeah.
Slapped the shit.
They slept in a shed.
He shoots him, and then he dodges it. He goes...
How long are you going to milk that one?
I don't
get
that up anymore.
She tries to, like, tell him something as he's leaving, but she couldn't.
I know. The thing with the, like, at the end of the first act, you see both of them, like, I think it's actually the girl. You see the girl holding that letter that she was going to give him.
And then
he lost his letter.
And he lost his letter. It was
sad. And he
started
crying.
It was sad. I felt that. That's where I started crying. That right there. That's where I started crying. Right there.
Yeah, I felt bad.
I was like, "Oh, poor guy, man."
I think it's important to mention that when they kiss each other, what's his name?
Takaki.
His thoughts run through his head about how he's really sad because now that they're going away from each other, he can't follow up this kissing act, and you know. Stay in a relationship with her, which kind of marks the beginning of, you know, their
I think that was a better scene for you guys, because my, voice acting, not good.
No. If I remember correctly, the main character's voice in Five Samurai in Japanese is actually pretty monotone for the entire way through, isn't it? He pretty much just talked in one tone here. Well, just for the first act, is what I mean.
Well, yeah. No. Well, not the very beginning. No.
What?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Most of his monologues were in, like, the same tone, no expression or added...
Wait, Dave, are you agreeing with me?
Added humph to it.
Oh.
He's like... Most of the movies, like, this has this calm attitude about these things. He's not crying or depressed. He just has this calm attitude, and it seems so stagnant, you know.
Plus, I think Dave really hates monologues anyway, so it's like a really double negative there. You get a monologue in monotone voice.
The amount of monologues and dialogue in this movie is like incredibly.
It's up there with the Shaft work, huh?
It is
up there with the beginning of a Shaft.
What did you expect? Did you expect him to clap his hands together and conjure up a stone hand from the ground?
Yeah,
there's nothing to do. They're humans. Of course, they're gonna think.
Well, yeah, they're gonna think, and then they have this huge monologue about like what they think about these.
Yeah, about dumb stuff.
Yeah, it's minor stuff, you know.
It's not dumb to them, it's really important.
Like, when the train stopped, like, in the middle of the tracks, and he, like, sit there for who knows how long, and he took his watch off, and then he just had to have, like, an internal monologue about nothing.
Did you ever watch Scrubs, Dave? Is that where you got your hate for monologue? Monologue?
I love Scrubs.
Okay. What about the Tamagotchi? That has a lot of monologues, but they go by so fast.
That whole movie is an internal monologue.
They go by so fast. The text is so fast that it doesn't
matter. Fight Club.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
So Tamagotchi has, like, interesting dialogue, gets you involved into the story.
That's because it's supernatural stuff going on here. These are just humans. What do you want them to do?
Now, I think that train was pretty super.
You want them to shoot people?
There is not a more unlucky train in the world. That has to be some sort of phenomenon or something that was happening in the first part of this movie.
It was a heavy-ass snowstorm.
It's natural in a way, if you think about it, because I don't know of any hilltop that kind of looks out into an entire galaxy
that. That's a dream. We'll get into that later.
If you want to call it that.
It was a dream.
Sure it was.
Is this the one where they see the... where they're on the grass hill and they see the big pillar in the back?
No, okay. They see a fucking planet.
They see like a galaxy.
Oh, I'm thinking of Place Promised. You get all these Makoto Shinkai movies mixed up because they're all so similar. I'm sorry. Like, they all pretty much had the same thing going for them, so it's kind of confusing. But I think I remember the planet now, I think. I thought there was like a halo arc or something around the planet they were on. I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever. Forget it.
So that's part one. Part two is Takaki has moved to
an island.
Yeah, he's moved to like this school on this island. I don't know the name of the island off the top of my head, but he's pretty much like, you know, at this new school, and there's this girl, and I know her name. It is Kanai?
Yeah.
And she really likes Takaki. But throughout the whole entire second part, you always see Takaki texting on his phone, which, you know, we can ultimately assume he's texting to Akari. And that kind of...
He's not texting her, though.
Wait, what?
He's not texting Akari.
Who's he texting?
He's texting the contents of his prior dream back the fucking planet. That's a dream.
What?
He like
what?
When you see the shot of him and Akari just looking out into the galaxy or whatever.
Right.
That's a dream. He writes about it in the cell phone later about how he was with the girl again and they were sitting on the grass hill.
So it's a diary. is what it is.
Well, he's not. It's not like a diary. He's deleting it without sending it to anyone. He said so himself. He's like, when did I get into the habit of writing messages and not sending them to anyone? He writes it and deletes it.
That's fucking stupid. What the? Seriously? That's what he was doing?
Yes. Like, you didn't notice? He said it himself that he was doing the... Maybe your dub was terrible and they just redid the lines.
Maybe it's a re-dialogue. It's completely different.
When I get in the habit of sending these messages to everyone I know, it'd be completely different. Right, anyway, what...
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pause for 2 hours and we're going to let Lurks watch the Japanese version.
What? The hell?
All right, we're back. Lurks just watched the Japanese version. You agree with me, right, Lurks?
What the fuck? That's... Oh, golly. If I'd have known that... That makes less sense than what I was thinking.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
I thought he was texting Akari the whole entire time.
Oh, no.
He just writes the contents of his dream and he deletes it.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
He's a... Never mind.
Man.
He wanted to clap his cell phones together and cut...
He's expressing himself in different ways.
Yeah. Don't you ever hear that, like, psychology thing where you, write a letter or some shit and you don't send it?
Writing a letter without sending it to anyone.
Yeah, but you write, like, really angry shit on it.
He doesn't have a paper on his hands, so just get a cell phone out and start texting away.
It's like saying he's really... has mental issues or something, because he really needs to get something out, but he doesn't want to show anyone. You know, what is that? He's, like, super emotional about these things, but... He's not willing to tell anyone.
Oh, no, that's a legitimate psychology.
What? He's
a fixer for
anything. Dreaming about the girl he loves, and he has to just talk about it by himself. Not to himself, that would be creepy, but, like, just text it out and delete it.
Don't you usually keep those things?
No, you don't.
Delete them?
Because, no, you just...
What's he going to do? Just look back on it the next day? He could. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Thinking about how bad his life was yesterday, texting about it. I don't know.
Well, the fact of the matter is, that's what he's doing. He's not texting Akari. And unfortunately, this is a unrequited love from Kanai.
This is the surfer, right? The tan, short-haired surfer.
Tan.
You know what? I thought I would like every tan, short-haired girl ever. Apparently, there are specifics, because I was not attracted to this girl in the least. I don't know why. Maybe a little bit.
Tell you why, because she chickened out at the end. Right? That's the reason why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, she did not chicken out.
Yes, she did.
You have to understand that she understands... What Takaki understands.
What is that, Gabe?
He has not let go of Akari, and she knows that.
How does she know that she knows about Akari?
Because she always sees him texting. She always sees him texting, so she just assumes
she doesn't know it's Akari, but she says it herself. He has never looked at me.
She assumed what
all he does is look at his phone and text all the time or something like that.
She kind of just hinted that he's going on his own way, but I am no part of it. And, you know, she gets that. She gets that much, so she just backs off.
You know what? Part of this story bothered me, the second story of it. I don't know. Just the way... it's not anything that with the story itself, but just the way everything kind of left out at the end. Kinda, you know. Nothing wrong with it. I don't even remember how it ended, really. I just know that it left a bad feeling in my mouth. And I didn't really like the transition from the second story to the third story that much. I don't know.
You mean a black?
That's because black I think
picture that black part, fucking screen, man.
That's part three. That was suckish.
I think that's because it's terrible. There's a bigger time lead between two and three than there is in one and
two. Yeah, they time skip a lot. Like, I think it's from the first part to the second part. Isn't it like he's in middle school in the first part or something like that?
Yeah. middle school, and
he's in high school, and
the third part is he's an adult in society.
And yeah, the third part is in society.
Completely skip his college years. I mean,
well,
to be honest, like college is a pretty big part of someone's life. I mean, if you have a situation where you're in love with somebody and you can't be with them, like going through college is gonna be pretty fucking tough.
Well, obviously nothing really significant happened in college then. Because if there was, then we would have seen it.
You could just watch the Tatami Galaxy, pretend that's his college years.
Yeah.
That's true.
They fit so well together.
That'd be, you just like pause it right after that and start like watch 12 episodes of Tatami Galaxy. Like, makes sense
it
now.
It all makes sense.
Well, part two ends with Kanai. Is it Kanai? It's Kanai.
Yeah.
Kanai, yeah. After realizing that Takaki will never really recognize her, she just cries to sleep and stuff. But prior to that, they show the rocket launch of this space project that NASA has been working on. And you see the rocket ship fly off into space, and at first this is like, it doesn't really mean anything, but if you listen to Takaki's monologue,
jeez,
which
monologue, Gabe?
The fifth one. In this monologue, he just talks about the metaphorical reason of the, what's it called, the spaceship, and how the spaceship is supposed to reach out into the darkness of space and just keep going for as long as it can until it reaches something, which represents both Takaki and Kanai, because, you know, Takaki's always going to keep going forward until he sees Akari again, and the same thing for Kanai. Yeah, I got her name right.
You know, I remember watching that part and remembering thinking that was a completely cheesy monologue.
It was.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, that's kind of a cheesy line. I can understand where he's coming from, but that's you could have left that out. You could have not said that. Just saying.
Well, said what? What I said? Because I was like a really badly.
No, his.
Well, what did he? What did he say in dubbed, Matt?
I don't remember. But it was something along those lines of what you just said.
Oh.
It was along those lines, but with a terrible voice actor.
Nice.
So it made it even worse. Anyways, what were you gonna say, Vincito?
What? Dude, I have no fucking clue anymore. So, whatever.
You didn't want to add anything to part two before we head on to part three?
What?
Huh?
I don't know.
You going to want to add on to part two before we head on to part three?
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful.
I just really think she should have confessed, because that would have made things so much
better.
It wouldn't have.
I think it would have.
He wouldn't have even recognized her.
That doesn't matter. You gotta at least try to, like, at least, even if you don't think that person doesn't like you that way, you gotta at least try to get your feelings across. Otherwise, you're gonna feel, like, with regret for the rest of your life, you know? If you at least. It's so.
I know what you mean, but that's a personal, mental thing with the person. Like, it wouldn't really have done anything for the story, though, do you think?
Wait. Go.
At least he'd, like, know about her feelings. At least he'd, like, acknowledge her as somebody, rather than just, you know, that person.
Yeah, and you know what? I found him to be a dick in part two.
I was gonna say that, but then my feelings of empathy got to me, and I was like, well, nah, he's not a dick.
No, because he's always, like, he always recognizes her when he's, like, leaving school. Like, she's there waiting on him. And they're like, oh, let's go to the convenience store and get, like, you know, what the fuck ever. And the rest of the time, he does not even, like, talk to her. He does not, doesn't even recognize her. I think he's a dick in the second part.
Well,
fucking asshole. I'm just saying. He completely ignores her flight throughout.
They only showed like five times. They've probably
That's
done that
five times.
A lot. Like, out of 100, they only showed like five, where in the other 100, he could have like had a very engaging conversation with her. I don't know.
You know what? Did you guys talk at all why this movie's called 5 centimeters per second?
No.
No, we didn't. That's right.
The opening line of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Well, you want me to
say it, or you want to take this?
I don't even remember the line.
Fuck it. Yeah, you can mention it anyways.
All right. At the beginning, when Takaki and Araki are kids, they're playing in the streets. They're running around. They're chasing each other. And then Akari, she comes out of nowhere. Well, not really nowhere. The cherry blossoms are falling from the trees above them. And she just happens to mention that the cherry blossom leaves fall at a rate of 5 centimeters per second. And it's pretty obvious what this line applies to in the story. So that's pretty much where the title comes from. The speed of how fast the cherry blossoms move.
Yeah, for grade school, either she's like a fucking genius or that was a huge metaphor, and I was going with metaphor, so I was like, because even for...
You never had fun facts when you were a kid?
Oh, like, oh, really? I'm sorry, we don't have sakura fucking trees over here. Can you link me to a sakura tree so I can measure how fast the leaves or petals fall from the trees?
Pull up my meter stick and start measuring 5 centimeters per second.
All right. Not funny. I wasn't talking about sakura leaves. God.
Oh, what are they?
No, I mean, like...
Oh, never mind.
Fun facts in general. This may be a Japanese fun fact because they're in Japan.
Oh.
Are they in fucking Snapples and shit? Oh.
Never mind.
Did you know that petal?
Yeah, shit.
5 centimeters per second?
Pop open a Snapple, look and say, hey, dude, check this out. Wait.
Oh, shit.
Check this out. Petals fall 5 centimeters per second.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Then the other one says, like, when dodging a bullet, make the noise.
Shut up. Just milk it till it's dead.
Y'all should watch this in dub. Because the whole time she was, like, every time she talked, I could not think of anybody but Fuko. It was very distracting. God, that dub is so bad. That kid dub's not good. It gets better in part 3, though. It actually does. Like, the dub in part 3 is actually not that bad. It's actually pretty good.
Child actors aren't that good, so you know.
Adult actors doing child's voices.
I'm joking. That's what? Part 2 in a big, big old nutshell.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So then we have another black screen to a huge time leap to part 3, where he's an adult now with a... Does he have a job?
Yeah, he like works in some office on some computers, but they don't really go on it.
Because I thought like he quit. I thought he said he quit his job.
He did.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It didn't really matter what it was. He just had one and he quit.
You know what? I really liked where the third story took it because it kind of like it's not really how he grew up. As a person, you know, trying to go. In fact, you could even call him kind of a loser a little bit. I mean, if you didn't sympathize with him at all, you'd pretty much see him as a loser. You know, he just met fucking office desk job, home. What was he have? One bedroom apartment or something? I forget where he lived at. It wasn't even one bedroom, was it? It was like
nope,
it was like a typical, not typical. I don't really know how they are, but
it was
I've
a
seen
small ass fucking room.
Any condo in Japan, like in Welcome to the NHK, it kind of looked like that. He was in a condo, and it looked exactly like that. A window, a 5x5 room, and an upstairs like compartment or something.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't know. I just like how it took a turn for him, kind of. I don't know. I got the feeling that he was starting over, kind of. Like he was.
He was trying.
Well, not just trying to. He was successfully trying. He is starting his life. I don't know.
At least he had a girlfriend for 3 years.
Yeah. Well, that's not much to brag about when you're a loser living in a fucking condo. But anyway, let's get on to part three. Yeah, so we can discuss so this.
You know, there's a lot of Well, let me explain what part three is. Part three is basically they're both Takagi and Akari are adults now. You realize that they've started off like their own lives. Like, I was almost tricked into thinking that they were married.
Right.
Yeah, like, you get that kind of feeling.
Yeah, because like when she was talking with her parents, and you know she got on that train, they showed her that she had like an engagement ring or a wedding ring.
And like the parents even said, like, yeah, be sure to cook a lot for him, and then I'll see him next week at the wedding or something like that.
Yeah.
So
that really threw me through a loop because I thought something that wasn't really true.
Yeah.
Third
part's kind of like a high school reunion a little bit, you know.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of like a high school reunion. Not that way. Not in a literal sense.
In a
figuratively speaking way, like seeing how everyone has progressed.
We only saw two people.
I know, but that's their fucking school life for them. I mean, did they actually spend?
Wasn't there? What? Didn't they show like what's it, Kaine grown up doing whatever she was doing at that time?
No, they just kept flashing back to her when we saw her in her time frame. So
like, I think they did a montage on some part.
No, we'll get to talk about that later. But they didn't.
Yeah, they did do like
during before the ending. They didn't show her. Do we want to talk about the ending now? Like that?
No, I mean, we can talk about how Takaki had a girlfriend that he really didn't
care
pay much attention for.
He realized he didn't love her. When she said that she loves him, he kind of just realized, yeah, I don't.
And that's why he's a dick as an adult, too.
Exactly.
But then again, you have to be true to yourself, man. You can't fucking... Yeah, you can lie out. I don't know what he was thinking, but you apparently he had really strong feelings for that girl.
Hell no, I wouldn't stay with someone I don't love. They love me. I mean, it hurts both people, but
if he was a different person, he could have done it, but because he was him, he couldn't have.
Gotta do it as soon as possible, because like when she marries you, then woo, you're too late.
Oh yeah,
woo. Well, in a very small nutshell this time, part three is just everyone, when they're grown up, they're in society, and we just get to see a small snippet of how they've turned out. It looks like Takaki's got a pretty boring life, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's a pretty boring person until he fucking
I wouldn't
goes
say he's a boring person. I
no,
just
no, I mean...
He has a bad agenda here, like...
His living, the way he lives is boring.
Yeah, I think he even mentions it himself that he's not satisfied with it or something. But I don't think he's proud of it.
It's kind of like Jinton. He's a fucking loser.
Yeah, that's not his fault.
That's what Jinton's gonna be in a few years.
He killed someone.
Except for you won't see another montage because Memba's dead. What?
Fight Club.
Sorry.
I don't know where that came from.
So
the ending. Someone want to talk about it?
The ending is like the most important part of the movie, I think. Honestly,
it's a torn feeling for some people because it's a love hate thing, man. You have to either you can love and hate that ending so well. It's so funny.
It's like realistic.
It is pretty realistic.
Yeah, like, you know, life goes on. You just don't meet the people you see 10 years ago. You just don't, and you don't. It's not always a happy ending.
Yeah, this ending is marked by the song, which I have to say is a really nice song. I like this song. Anyone else like this song?
Yeah, I like the song at the end.
I don't remember the song.
I do.
Well, right before it, you hear a mini log of Akari and Takaki, like, together. They're not with each other, but their words kind of try to tie in together. They do. And they're just talking about, I remember when we were just kids and we were in the snow and we both wished that someday in the future we could see the cherry blossoms again. And then it goes to the song, and it's a big montage of little views into what's been going on. And
that's where I cried my eyes out. It was great.
It was a good scene. It was really good. Like, it wrapped up how far everyone has been growing apart, and it, like, showed a bit of Takaki and this new girl that we don't know about, and it does go back all the entire timeline. It goes back to middle school, it goes back to elementary school. They, like, show how he slept with that glasses girl, and, like, it's pretty much it. It's just a big wrap up of everything that's happened, and it's really to them, it's pretty emotional. You know, you get to see just everything just go by so quickly, and then it goes back to right now, where Takaki, he's walking down the very same path that they walked when they were kids, and when he crosses the train tracks, he passes by this woman, and he looks back, and when she's about to look back, two trains come in for a long-ass time and just, you know, block their view.
It was like Evangelion long, Dave. How long those trains were going for. Sorry, go.
And when the trains are done crossing, the woman is gone, which, you know, it's definitely Akari. But by her not staying, it shows that she's completely moved on. And, you know, she doesn't have any feelings for Takaki anymore. So it's kind of a bittersweet ending, if you ask me. It's very realistic, too. What did you guys think of it?
I don't know how I feel.
What the fuck is with this anime and mistimed trains? I swear to God, man. I mean, never mind. I don't want to go off on it again.
Dave.
Dave.
As for the ending?
Yeah. Like, you can talk about part three, but mainly the ending montage.
I felt disappointing because, like, I expected something to happen, but, you know, the train passes, she's gone. Then they've separated each other again. You know, you expected at least, you know, maybe there's some hope that they reunite each other and something would happen, but nothing does. It's
well, yeah, they could just say hi as friends, but you can't ignore the fact that the only reason, well, not the only reason, but he had feelings for her, and the only reason he would want to go back is if, you know, something could happen. But she's married, so he's not.
He doesn't know that, does he?
Well, she knows that, and he like, kind of just realizes, yeah, she's,
How does he realize that?
No, he doesn't realize she's married.
Yeah, he doesn't realize that.
He just realizes that she's moved on, and, you know, the possibility that she is married can pop up in the head. Maybe not, I don't know, but
How does he know if she's moved on?
Because she didn't stay. If she didn't stay, then... She definitely recognized him. He knows that because
that whole scene was a metaphor for moving on. Dave.
He saw her turning around, and when the trains passed, it was like a test to see who would stay, and he stayed because this whole time he's been hung up on her, but she has completely moved on. He realized that, so he should move on.
Okay, when you're like crossing paths with someone, you kind of get like a glimpse of their face, and you know you. As soon as, like, maybe he's, like, 2 feet away from her, he'd, like, at least try to grab her or something.
Do you want them to get hit by the trains? If they didn't walk away fast enough, they got to hit by the train.
Well, like, just, like, to check to make sure. I don't know. It seems like he doesn't really care for her that much.
I wouldn't say that not grabbing onto them to check their face is not caring enough. I mean, that's a little, That's a little big
that, like, the way you're describing it, Dave, you make this want to be a teenage romance.
No,
this guy's an adult, man.
The way I'm describing it, Ben, is the way I wanted it to end. Like,
Okay.
Well, you know. It's just trying to give across the really harsh lesson that people grow apart. And, you know, no matter how much you want to, you know, go as far as you can to go back with this person, it sometimes it just doesn't happen. And this time it definitely didn't happen.
And it's like, what if, you know, After Story ended this way?
I was going to bring up After Story.
Because that's like the same, that's like kind of the same scene.
Right? There was a scene.
Okay. Then what would After Story, what would the point of After Story be?
Exactly.
There needs to be two.
There wouldn't be a point.
You need to be two fucking trains.
Because the theme of Clannad and the theme of 5 centimeters per second are completely different, Dave.
But, like, yeah.
You know.
You're comparing apples and oranges.
You're
throwing a banana in there too. You can't do this,
Dave. You can get a 5 centimeters per second Clannad After Story version. It's called the Clannad Movie by Toei Animation. And they will have everything you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week on Tuesday we're watching the Toei Animation of Clannad.
Actually, I did watch the Clannad version of 5 centimeters per second.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
I did.
That's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Well, so, Dave, what are you thinking now? You just want it to end differently? Is that really all?
Not just that. It's like the whole thing, the whole movie as a whole, is that no one really tries that hard for each other. You know?
I agree with that.
That's not too true. Like in the montage, he like kept going back to his mailbox to see like if she had written. I'm not sure if it's like because he didn't her because he didn't know where you live, but he didn't write her because.
Well, if he doesn't know where she lives, then how is she gonna know where he lives?
Because he didn't move until he went to middle school where he met Kanai.
This is supposed to be a it's supposed to be as realistic as humanly possible without fucking pushing the buttons of unrealism.
It's very real, and just
but
the
like
fact that they didn't.
There's enough coincidences and fucking bullshit, like train bullshit. I mean, to keep it from being like too realistic and keeping it down to anime standards.
Well, there's a huge ass snowstorm. I think they would delay a train.
Not just that train. I mean the asshole train at the end of the movie too. But
that train's an asshole.
And
that conductor's a dick.
The what?
That conductor's a dick.
He's like, yeah, look at these two people. Dude, let's go. Let's go.
If this was any other story, it wasn't. If it was anybody else, like. It would have ended probably the way Dave wants it to end. It probably would have ended that way, Dave. Pretty sure.
Because, like, this is supposed to be a romance. This is defined as a romance movie, isn't it not? You know?
Because well...
if no one tries that hard for each other, there's no feelings getting across. It's just... everything's so stagnant.
Well, it's a drama first and a romance second.
Okay. Well, if it's... then, as a... drama, yeah, it does things pretty well. As a romance, I don't think it does things that well.
Oh, I didn't. I don't. I agree with that. I'm not that big on this the romance in this that often. Most of the romance is skimmed over in this movie.
No, you can't just say that the romance is skimmed over. Because because it's categorized.
No, what I mean is like his romantic life was skimmed over. Most of his like, especially with his girlfriend that he got for 3 years. All she got was a montage. I mean, she wasn't that important, but for one romantic scene to qualify, like one romance between the what's it called, the main girl and the main guy, yeah, it's still a romance. But the way the romance played out, I wouldn't say that's my favorite part of the movie at all.
I'd even go as far to say as Ikor is more romantic than this.
Like, it's not fair to. Say it's a bad romance because his romance wasn't, you know.
Wait, you thought Ikor had bad romance, Dave?
No, I said Ikor has better romance than this. Because at least, you know, that main character tried so much, you know, for that one girl. This main character.
The main character, Nikora, was on crack, for one thing, and he was insane, and, like...
Yeah, that's what makes him likable, you know?
That's, like, one of the most unrealistic romances.
It's not... doesn't even matter.
But it's pretty... I don't know. Difference in... I guess it's different. I don't know. But I like... I love Ikora. I'm just saying that if, when you compare it to 5 centimeters per second, it's like... You pick a romance that's set up a different way to each other, and you compare each other. It's kind of weird to me. I don't know.
Well...
What? Oh.
I guess it could have worked with the theme of growing apart if he had tried a lot harder. I know what you're saying, but, like... Yeah, I do understand what you're saying, but I just don't think it was completely necessary.
Like, this is what he does, though. This is what this director does all the time. Did you watch Price Promise in our early days, right, Dave?
I watched Price Promise in our early days.
That's the one with the violins.
No, I didn't. I watched something different. Was like I don't know if this is Makoto Shinkai.
Next.
It started with like the two childhood. Two boys there, oh! With the one girl that was childhood friends.
Oh, okay, that's Place Promised in our early days.
Place, really?
Yeah, that's Place, because, like, they all grow up, and, like, the story is basically a love triangle battle, but, like, they all grow apart. Like, the main character grows apart from the other two, so it's, like, really, a really heartbreaking story. Because all his movies are like this, which is why they're a little different than, like, romantic comedies or stuff like that. It's not a comedy. There is no comedy in these movies.
It's drama. That's what it is.
It's drama. Yeah.
Like it would make him look more pitiful if he, you know, tried to keep running after her because she won't like take him back anymore. So it would just make him look, you know, more. What would you call it?
I think that's like
pitiful.
A loser? I don't know. Maybe? No, not a loser.
Like they have to like make the point that he's also moving on. I think he even said one time in the movie that he kind of lost his love for her in
he said like he doesn't even remember why. He says something about not even remembering what about her or something like that. He says he completely forgot about her at one point, I think.
Something like that.
Well, that kind of makes it even worse that, you know...
Well, life moves on, man. I can't remember half the fucking girls around my neighborhood. Who gives a shit? Childhood friends can... I'll probably meet up with one of them in, like, a couple years. And
I still remember, like, you know, people from my fifth grade or... You know, even farther than that, it's just still there in the back of your mind. I don't forget about those people.
Well, he didn't forget about her, but he said that he realized that he lost his feelings from before. And, you know, he just got over her. Not completely in the aspect of forgetting her. But he lost his feelings. He was always filled with pain because
there's
no way for him to get back to her. So.
I remember always just that one train scene at the end. It's always he's standing there, then he slightly turns, and I know what he's thinking. He's thinking, okay, if she's there after these trains are back, or if these trains are gone, I'm gonna run. I'm gonna like do something. I don't know what he was thinking to do after if she was still there, but he would have done something. But
when the trains pass and he realizes he's not there, he just smiles and he continues on his way with a smile on his face.
It would have. I mean, it would have been the romantic thing to do, like in all those romantic movies you watch, to like run after her or something like that, or go get her. But I think that was a very like realistic adult decision that he made, that if she's not there at the end of the trains, I'll just move on with my life and I'll live it.
Yeah. If it was a romance of two people trying to reconnect after such a long time, then yeah, he should have tried harder than he should. They should have reunited.
I would have liked 5 centimeters per second a lot. Cause honestly, even though this ending I thought made a lot of sense and I thought was actually pretty good, it really did not sit well with me. Because I'm so used to the good like the good endings, you know, where you where the guy ends up with the right girl. I love that shit, which makes me kind of sad with this movie. So I was pretty. I mean, it's a realistic thing, but it's just.
Well,
you
yeah.
can't bring personal like, feelings to that ending.
Like I was saying, if you wanted a romance, if it was going to be a romance of two people after a long time finally reuniting, then yeah. But Dave will agree with you. But if it's a drama that's trying to prove the point that people grow apart after a long time, then this ending is more ideal for that.
I mean, you can hate the ending. It's not. You can hate the endings. I mean, it's very hateable. The ending is very hateable.
I remember
hating the ending the first time I saw it. I remember saying, man, that ending sucks, because I was like really sad.
There's a difference between not liking it because it's sad or it just being a bad ending.
It's not a bad ending. That's not what I meant. I didn't say bad. I just said like, you didn't like how it ended.
It's just disappointing at all. It's all it is to me.
It's just, because you're expecting too much of a romance.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, of course you would have wanted a romance, but that's what makes this a drama. That's what makes it so much more, not hurtful, but yeah, it makes it more hurtful this way.
You know, which, it reminded me
which
of...
Isn't necessarily a bad thing to do that.
Yeah. It reminded me of the ending of Toradora a little bit, the very end.
Yeah.
Where like...
Well, we're not going to go into that.
Yeah, but. Yeah. No, whatever. Anyway... Wow.
Mm.
Lurks, you've been really quiet over there.
I can't get a word in edgewise with you two.
I'm sorry. I just go off.
Y'all went on and on about that ending.
You wanna add anything?
I did not start it, you.
You wanna add something to our debate?
What did you think, Lurks? Yeah. What did you think?
What I think? I don't know how I feel about this. Well,
that's fine to say. I mean, it's a very conflicting ending. Like, it's a love-hate thing.
It's weird, because... I mean, I felt kind of bad for him, because she wasn't there. But at the same time, like, the way they did the ending was not that great, in my opinion.
Being a romance?
No, in this aspect that it felt very rushed.
You know what? The whole fucking movie felt rushed to me. I was going to bring this up later, but...
It's a very slow-paced movie.
I know, no, but the whole storyline, how it skips over, almost a decade, I think, at one point, just felt like it rushed the storyline a little too much.
What would have happened in his high school and college years? He met another arbitrary girl that he doesn't love, or he had more dreams about Akari.
You could have filled, an episode of internal monologues or something.
Yeah, but then that's just arbitrary, and it wouldn't contribute.
It would have added more depth to it. Not really. But you could have... I thought that his... Like, even with all the internal monologues it had... There's a manga out for this. I think I don't know when it started publishing, but they started adding a manga. This manga's for his three best work. And I was going to start reading it. I hope they don't add the time... They will add the time skips, probably. But I'm hoping that they'll add more content, because what I really wanted to see was they could have shown a lot more of the girl, what she was going through in high school or something like that. Maybe she got confessed to a few times. Maybe she met her fiance at high school or college or some shit. They didn't ever show you anything about that, did they?
No, they didn't need to.
Don't need to, but it would be a nice way to stretch out the thing, not make it feel like
you could have stretched it out. If you're in the perspective, like, put yourself in his shoes, then you realize you don't know what's going on. So when you find out, it just hits you that all the more. But if you're a viewer and you know what's going on, then you ultimately realize that this is definitely going to be how.
Yeah, yeah. Because they worked well with the single storyline. I was thinking of making this two main characters, both sides of the story. You know, the girl and the guy showing their lives. I thought that would have been a great story too, but I guess they did really well with one character because they added in some twists that you didn't see coming, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't really see those coming without all that jazz.
I say like two things and y'all go off on that.
I'm sorry, Lurks.
You just give us so much to talk about.
I don't even remember what I just said.
You thought it was rushed. That's what you
said. Oh, it was. Like, the whole movie is.
And I said it's very slow paced. The freaking train. The part one, it was so dragged on.
Part one was dragged on. Part two and three were like, okay, let's see how much content we can get in with this short 22 minutes. See how much we can fit in there.
I think what I meant was like skimmed over or something like that. Lost.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Here's the thing. The ending. I don't know whether to feel sad or disappointed, because, you know, you're waiting on these trains to pass each other, and once they do, there's nobody there. Like, I know that she left, but you know what would have made for a better ending is if he actually saw, like, actually sees her walking away. Not just nothing. As if she hauled ass out of there, like, just to avoid him.
Well, you gotta admit, she turned her head back, and then she's like, trains, and then she just walked, you know, she just went on her way, merry way. So, by the time those trains went by, she was probably like a mile down the street or something.
I know.
Well, that would have been very, condescending. Like, yeah, hey, I know you from 13 years ago. We were in love. I'm just gonna walk the other way. Don't mind me.
But
it's very.
She's just like not there. It's not like. I think it would have been made for a better ending if he actually saw her walking away.
Difference would that have made?
Well, think about it.
It would have emphasized the point of that she's moved on.
It would have been
I think it would have.
Well, Lurks, think about it for a second. She'd have to, like, at least stay there while looking at the trains as well, and then just finally decide, okay, I'm going to leave now. Or she could be, like, the world's slowest walker. I don't know what you're looking for. Because either way, there's going to be a long time
until
the trains are gone.
It's like, instead of seeing her decision right away, it's like it builds up that drama and the... Like the suspense of seeing what's going to happen, instead of just seeing her walk away, which makes her look like a bad person.
Hold on, I want to pull up this scene for one sec, quick second. Y'all go on in about something, because I swear to God, those trains weren't there for very long. And I gotta.
Like passing for like a few seconds, not that.
All right, so are we talking about physics now? How she walked so fast?
No, I'm just saying, like, one, it's not a very long road that she's walking down. Well,
it's not a very short one.
Yeah, it's not a very short road. Let's see here.
You know what, Gabe? I do. What?
19 seconds.
Wasn't there cherry blossoms at the end, too?
Yes.
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure were.
19 seconds. It takes that train 20 seconds. The two trains.
You can just time all the cherry blossoms that hit the ground to time how fast the train was going or something like that. Use velocity.
You could.
Speed over something. I forget what you do with velocity. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Well, if you rewatch this, which is what I'm doing right now, she doesn't even, like, turn her head all the way.
Maybe she just saw something interesting on this, but, you know, I don't know. Whatever. Maybe she's just a fan of the trains or something.
Gone. She, like, disappeared in the wind. That's a long-ass fucking road,
no,
dude.
Well, she didn't... Long she was ass. Turning around, and then the train...
And...
Where she jumped
mind.
The train?
Y'all don't understand.
She jumped on the train. That was the flight.
Y'all, I just don't think y'all get what I'm trying to say here, is the fact that...
I know.
She didn't stay to look at him. She just moved on.
No, she's just like, oh, train pass. Okay, I'm getting the hell out of here. I think it would have made for a better ending if... I don't know. That's just my opinion. It would have made for a better ending if he actually witnessed her walking away. But whatever.
I'll find an anime with an ending like that, and
I think this show's getting a little long.
No, well, it's like, short. Like, pretty
it's
short.
It's like relatively it's kinda, short.
Is it?
Kinda, I'm just,
yeah. Oh, okay, then let's keep going. If we want.
A couple of aspects I wanted to note. Like, the animation in this movie, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. This, like, the animation for this is actually really fluid and really well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know. Even the snow, it was beautiful, and the cherry blossoms, yeah.
I'm that looks
so that. Detailed and small.
No, I was talking about, like, you know...
The art style is incredible. Incredible.
It's actually the same art style for all three movies, I think.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It's very cinematic. When you see the shots of, like, the sky and then the far-off distance of the land and the hill, the ocean, it's all really well. This is, like, one of the most beautiful animes that I've seen ever.
Talking about, like, the animation, the way... with the way people move and, like, how they walk, how they, you know, gesture and everything like that. It's, like... It's almost like in real time.
Yeah, it's surprising because they only have like 7 key animators, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that totally, it's incredibly done for, you know, it is a movie and it gets more time and I guess it gets more money, but still impressive for, you know, what it is.
Sure.
And what was the other note you wanted to make, Dave?
Huh?
What was the
The music? Yeah. Music was really good.
Yeah. It's light and whimsical through the whole thing. But my favorite song is totally the ending one.
Oh, yeah.
May I get a note here? This was released in 2007, so eat your heart out, Aki-Con.
Oh my god, 2009.
Should we say drink your heart out? Because you know, there's soda.
I can't believe that.
I swear to God, Gabe, you cannot go a single show without making a stupid joke.
Yeah, but the one for Aki-Con was the best so far.
No, like sometimes no, but when you make a joke,
it's purposely stupid.
I think Aki-Con hired like one of the animators from 5 Star Animators per Second to do that one girl in that one episode.
Probably.
Just for that one girl, and then he left and all the characters look like shit the next episode.
Polygons.
Yeah.
Like give him like 300 yen, like just write and just like draw something real quick.
Draw her face, please. Thank you.
Then he left.
See you later when you make 5 Star Animators per Second.
What are you talking about?
No, shut up.
He's going back in time.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else on this movie I want to say?
Anything else?
It's a before movie.
No, tan maybe. Girls.
Every girl's tan in this movie.
No,
not really.
Shut up.
Just the tan girl.
Just the one.
Just the one. Better than Cosmo.
Any other quips, Dave? Or Lurkst. Van.
I was going to watch it today, but, like, just to see if there was anything else, like, just to keep it fresh in my mind, but I really didn't do that. Yeah.
I watched it today. I was thinking, I was about not to, but I had time, so I just thought...
That's what you were doing all day?
Most of it, yeah.
Right.
I was burning stuff in my backyard the other few hours.
Fucking pyro.
Why are you burning stuff?
I'm joking. I wasn't burning anything.
Oh. Alright, well, let's go to scores then if we, yeah. That's it.
I almost forgot about scores.
Yeah, let's go to Dave.
I really liked the animation in this movie. I thought the music was really beautiful. I had a problem with the characters, though, and the plot that it just didn't turn out as the way as I wanted it to. But... it's still pretty enjoyable, so I give this a 8 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
Julio.
Alright. Vincito.
Oh, I'm going next?
Yeah.
You know, I like the premise of it. I like the, where the, I guess I liked where the story went. It had a good, it had a good moral lesson to it. I really took some things out of this movie that I probably shouldn't have when I was like fucking 16 or however old I was when I first saw this movie. I really liked this movie. It was a little bit, I'm not a fan of the ending, of course, along with Dave, I'm not a fan of the ending, but I really do like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to say. I do like the ending, but I'm not a fan of it. But yeah, I give this an 8 out of 10 too. Pretty much the same thing.
Cool. All right, Gabe.
Okay. Your turn. The animation and art is stellar. The story, it's a nice drama. Not too much I would want to change. I think it's fine as it is. I like it. I enjoyed it a lot. It was one of my early animes, so some nostalgia plays in my enjoyment of the movie. But other than that, it's really it's a really nice movie. It's out of all the movies I've seen, I like it. It's up there in my favorite. Let me just look up my score. What the hell did I give? Oh, I also gave this movie an 8 out of 10.
I thought you gave it a 9. What the fuck? Oh.
Hell, let's just make it a 9.
We're on the same... Oh, now you just ruined the pattern. Watch Lurks give it a 3. Here we go, Lurks. All on you.
Alright,
2. I'm jumping.
Y'all ruining my score.
I'm sorry.
This movie's really well animated. It's very colorful. It's very nice to look at. This movie feels very rushed to me. I don't know if how I feel about this movie. I didn't like it too much, but I didn't hate it. I felt very in the middle with it. Mm. Ending didn't really sit well with me. First time I watched it, I felt very like on the fence about it. I didn't know whether to like it or whether to hate it. I feel very indifferent about it. I think that'd be the best word to use right there. So if I were to give it a score, I would probably give it a 7.
All right. My broken the chain anyway.
Like I said, it's not bad, but I don't think I liked it that much. So, I mean, if I'd probably watch it again, maybe. I don't know. It's not one of those movies where I'd say like, "Fuck this movie, I'm never gonna watch it again." But
this movie's kind of forgettable, I gotta say. After like a couple years, you tend to forget everything.
You've watched like a million anime.
No, I mean, if you've watched his other works, they all blend together, so you forget which characters and which storyline is in which movie. And it's really hard on your brain to think about five
sandwiches. That's a different story.
Yeah, but give it 2 years and tell me about the plot then. We can see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
Guess it wraps up this show, huh?
No, not yet.
What?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, that's right. We have to decide the next one.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta decide what we're watching on Friday.
All right,
let's watch Naruto Shippuden fourth movie.
No.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's. What's your nominations, Lurks?
Okay, so looking off the list, I have Clannad movie. Paprika.
Oh.
Girl Who Leapt Through Time. I've also got you know, if y'all want to throw out something, go right ahead.
Colorful.
Fuck. What?
Oh, we do have.
I didn't say anything.
It's Colorful. That's the new movie that came out not too long ago.
Yeah,
I watched that recently, so I don't want to rewatch it, but I'll rewatch it for you guys. Dave, you want to add one into the pot? Just throw something
Akira?
In there?
Akira. Maybe. Actually, no. I'd rather save that for another week.
Okay.
Shit. Achi was right. Suspect. Oh, God.
Do what?
Achi was Suspect. This, like,
polymorph. Oh, my God! Yes!
Actually, I have this on my list.
Achiwa Spec. It's a Korean anime.
If you decide about to watch it, it's recommended.
What's it about? What's it about?
Yeah, what is it about, Dave?
Oh, jeez, where do I start? It's about this post-apocalyptic world where...
Whoa, I know, I gotta watch this now.
People who take a dump get this popsicle, and they're like currency in this world. And
No, they're drugs and currency.
Drugs and currency. And it is like the one of the most wacky, disgusting, grotesque movies I've ever seen in my life.
And it's fucking awesome!
Yes. It's weird. It's really
weird. Is it more
really
fucked
weird.
Up than that show I still haven't watched, that Naruto shit?
It's more messed up than Hanzami, and that's saying something.
There's some messed up stuff in Achiwa Spec, but it's all cool because, like, there's some sick action scenes in it.
I feel like I don't want to watch this movie.
I know you don't.
I vote for Colorful.
Alright. What are the choices again?
Well, I just kind of rambled off a few of them. Like, there's... Well, I said Girl Up Through Time, Clannad Movie, Akira, Paprika... I mean, I have a long list here, but I don't want to name
them. And there's Colorful, and then there's what Dave recommended.
You can watch another Ghibli movie if you want.
I'd rather read, like, expand our horizon.
I want to throw an Eve Nogikin eventually into the pot. The movie Time of Eve.
Alright, well, we have to get our nominations straight. We can't just spend this time throwing out ideas.
Well, sure we could.
Alright.
What, Dave?
I'm going to go nominate for the Clannad movie, because I want to get that out of the way sometime.
I'm going to do the Clannad movie, too!
I say we just do it, Gabe. We just need to watch this shit.
Gabe, have you seen it yet?
No.
You have to get out of the way eventually, Gabe.
Alright.
Yeah.
It's like one of those...
Fine. We're watching...
Dave's all excited.
Yeah. Woo, we're watching the Clannad movie in 4 days.
Alright, so next AMF, which would be episode 5, we're going to do the Clannad movie. It's going to be fun. I'm sure Gabe's going to throw his 2 cents in about 400 times on this movie and tell us how bad it is.
Yeah, 800 cents all for you.
It's going to be a rare sight of Gabe actually hating an anime.
No.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, so with that said, that's episode 4 of Anime Movie Friday. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.